Job 21, Unearned Sunlight and the End of Scorekeeping. Listen carefully to my words. Let this be the consolation you give me. Job 21:2, New International Version. Job asks for silence, not system. He pours out an observation his friends dare not face. Many who defy God flourish, die in peace, and are buried with honour. He refuses the tidy arithmetic of retribution. 1. What the roads know. Job invites an audit, not from sages in libraries, but from the caravan tracks. Have you not asked those who travel the roads? Have you not regarded their signs? Job 21:29. Signs. Hebrew otetum. The word often means marked tokens or waymarks. In the ancient Near East, caravans left cairns and graffiti along incense routes, memory on stone. Job is saying the world's honest field notes contradict your theory. He catalogues the prosperity of the godless, fertile herds, dancing children, houses unafraid, and then quotes their creed. What profit do we have by praying to him? Job 21:15, New International Version. That line uncovers the real contest of the book. It echoes the accuser's opening taunt. Does Job fear God for nothing? Job 1:9, New International Version. The wicked and the Satan share one vocabulary, profit. Job refuses it. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. 21:16. Two funerals, one dust. Job draws a stark diptych. One dies fat with marrow, another with a bitter soul. Both lie together under sweet clods of the valley. 21, 23, 26, 33. Western readers often miss that the clods mean a sweet is a funerary kindness, being laid among one's people in a well-tended grave. In other words, even the endings can look blessed. Observation alone cannot decode providence. 3. A protest that matures ethics. Job rejects the notion that God merely stores punishment for the children. 21:19. Let him repay the man himself. Let him feel it. He is pressing toward what Ezekiel will make explicit. The soul who sins shall die. Ezekiel 18. Job's protest becomes a seed of canonical development, individual moral responsibility rising without erasing corporate life. 4. The rod that fell elsewhere. The rod of God is not on them, Job says. 21:9. Astonishingly, the rod does fall, but on the righteous one. Isaiah's servant bears the chastisement that brought us peace. Isaiah 53:5. The cross is not a quick answer to Job. It is the place where God discloses that present distribution is not the measure of divine justice. The sun still rises on the evil and the good. Matthew 5:45. Final judgment matters. James 5:1-6. But it must not be used to silence lament. If Job teaches anything, it is that faithful protest belongs in the sanctuary. Psalm 73. Practices for disciples beyond profit. Stop scorekeeping. Outcomes are not an index of holiness. Ecclesiastes 7:15. Refuse what profit religion. Pray when it does not pay. Seek God for God. Listen as consolation. Presence before principles. Let God's patience with the wicked widen your mercy. Romans 2:4, not your cynicism. Hebrew and literary notes. Utatam 21:29, likely waymarks or tokens evoking travellers' signs. Wisdom from the open road. Anaphora. How often? 21:17-18. Dismantles easy causality through repeated questions. Shalav Shalom cluster. 21:13. Underscores the scandal. Many die in ease and peace. Hymn suggestion. God moves in a mysterious way. William Cowper. Cross-references. Psalm 73. Ecclesiastes 7:15. Ezekiel 18:1-4. 19-20. Matthew 5:45. Malachi 3:14, Romans 2:4, Isaiah 53, Luke 16:19-31, James 5:1-6. Pray, Holy Father, deliver us from the worship of profit. Teach us to serve you for your sake, to listen without fixing, to lament without losing trust. As we stumble through unequal sunlight, fasten our eyes on the cross where the rod fell and our peace was made. Keep us honest, patient, and tender until your judgments shine like the noonday. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.